Hey, everybody. I really feel like I want to say thank you for waiting, but the truth is you didn't have any other choice, did you? Well, I appreciate all the comments that everyone has sent to the blog at helloflumjapan.com, and I appreciate all the positive feedback I've gotten from the other episodes that I've made. This episode was one. It's a recording that I made during the first week of May, which was Golden Week. And I was at home with the kids all week because my wife had to work. So every day we got in the car and went shopping or went to a park or something like that. And this is just a recording of a typical day when I have off and I'm with the kids. So the first thing I need to do is introduce you to my kids. I have two boys. One is 7. His name's Tony. And the other one is just turned 5. His name is Andy. Tony speaks English very, very well. And he started learning English the same time that he started learning Japanese. So he's quite fluent. Not as fluent as a kid who lives in America, of course. But when you consider that the only English that he hears is basically mine and stuff that he hears on TV or listens to in movies, and he doesn't like to watch movies or TV in English, so most of the English he gets is from me. And our smaller kid, the 5-year-old Andy, when he was little, I was working in Tokyo most of the time, and I didn't get a whole lot of time with him, so he latched on to Japanese before I got a chance to start teaching him a lot of English. So he's just picking it up now. And, well, he's been just picking it up for quite a while. But you'll be able to hear the difference of their English, even if maybe it might be difficult for you to tell their voices apart. And I have pictures to go along with this episode of Hello from Japan in the gallery, and you can find a link to the gallery in the show notes. So let's get started.
Right. So we're going to go to the park. What do you want to take to the park? What do you want to take to the park? Andy? What do you want to take to the park? What should we take to the park? Can we take a ball? You went yesterday?
Daddy.
With who? What?
Baseball.
Take a baseball? Baseball and frisbee?
Yeah.
Okay. Tony, can you wipe the chocolate off your face and don't use your shirt to wipe it?
Huh?
Tony, wipe your face. Yes, Daddy. Wipe your face. Oh, broke it. I'll wipe your face. I'm going to wipe your face with Daddy's spit.
No.
No?
I'm going to spit.
You're going to spit and clean it? Okay. Still there. How about some water? Here, let me do it. There. Okay. Don't wipe face on your shirt. Makes your shirt dirty. Your shirt's all dirty. I'm going to throw this away. You throw it away here.
Okay, let me break in here and do a little bit of an explanation. First of all, my kids, most of the time, they speak to me in Japanese, and I understand what they say, so I just reply to them in English, and they understand what I say. And it works for us, but you know, people around us don't understand what we're talking about. They only understand half of it. And actually, I had a conversation about that with Tony while we were playing PlayStation a couple of weeks ago, and I recorded it. So let me play that right now. Hang on.
Yeah. Hey, watch where you're going. Hey, Tony, you know what? Did you ever watch Star Wars? Do you like Star Wars?
No. Yeah.
Yeah, you like Star Wars?
Yeah.
Remember the big animal that looks like a dog?
Yeah.
He's called a Wookiee.
Yeah.
And Han Solo
yeah.
is his friend.
Yeah.
And Han Solo speaks English and the Wookiee speaks Wookiee.
I don't know.
Well, when the Wookiee talks, he goes, ooh, 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 right? Remember that? But Han Solo understands him?
Yeah.
That's like me and you, isn't it?
What?
Well, because you speak Japanese and I speak English. It's like Han Solo and the Wookiee are like me and you, right? Because
yeah.
you speak Japanese and I speak English. The question is, which one of us is the Wookiee? You don't know which one is the Wookiee?
Yeah.
Well, if we're like Han Solo and the Wookiee, then one of us has to be Han Solo and one of us has to be the Wookiee. So which one do you think is the Wookiee, Daddy or Tony?
Daddy.
That's what I thought too.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just more like a Wookiee than you are.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you're the Wookiee then.
Yeah.
Alright. So you speak Wookiee. So Japanese is like Wookiee, huh?
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. But isn't that neat that you can speak Japanese and I can speak English and we understand each other? Don't you think that's neat? You're too busy speaking Wookiee to answer, aren't you?
Okay, and now we return to the scene where I'm trying to get the kids out of the house. Next, Tony's going to say something in Japanese. It's about his favorite video game, Ratchet and Clank. And I wasn't really paying attention, as you can tell.
Okay, let's take the... What?
Dr. Nefarious will... No. Yasuke will enter the house, so he will clear the house.
Good. Right, where's the... I have the soft baseball bat. Where's the soft ball? Hey, you know what? Do you want to go to Toys R Us and we'll get another baseball glove?
Yeah.
Another left-handed baseball glove?
Yeah.
All right, let's do that. Where's the soft baseball?
Baseball?
No, the soft one. The soft one that goes with this bat.
I don't know.
You don't know.
Andy's know
it. Andy knows where it is. Outside? Hey, you know what? I brought the camera. So let's use that. The blue
what?
One. The blue camera, not your camera.
Tony really, really wants a digital camera. And I'm trying to figure out how can I get him one that's going to be good enough that he likes it, but not expensive as a real camera. So we're talking about a Keitai camera, and a Keitai is a portable phone, or what do you call it, a cell phone. And they all have cameras, but he says he doesn't want to use just a Keitai camera because he wants a real camera, one that zooms. So that's the next conversation.
I don't know what kind of camera to buy you. It's got to be cheap, whatever it is. Here. It's the one that mommy bought.
Nah.
All right, let me put my shoes on. I have keys somewhere. Up here. I know you want a camera. What's wrong with a Keitai camera? It works.
No, I love Keitai camera.
It's not a real camera, huh?
Mm.
It takes pictures.
No.
Lots of people use them. Yeah, you can. You can zoom with a cell phone camera.
Hmm?
You can zoom with the cell phone camera. You want me to show you? If you can zoom with it, would it be okay?
No.
Why not? You want a real camera. But they're expensive.
The other day, I stopped off at a store and I was looking for a cheap camera, and that's what he's going to talk about next. He liked that camera, but it was still too expensive.
You like that one. You like one like that. But that's 1万2000円. That's expensive.
That's cheap.
It's expensive.
No.
Do you have that much money?
Yeah.
Do you have toshidama money?
Quick cultural explanation here. Otoshidama is the money that children get from their relatives on New Year's Day. Since Christmas isn't really celebrated in Japan the way it's celebrated in Christian countries, you don't get a whole lot of presents on Christmas. Instead, the kids get money on New Year's Day, and that's called otoshidama.
Okay, well, let's talk to Mommy about it. And if Mommy says it's okay for you to buy a camera with your money, but remember, it's not a toy. If you drop it, it'll break, so you have to be really careful with it. Can you do that? Because once it breaks, it's not going to be able to get it fixed. Okay, so maybe we should get you a cheap camera first, like one that's like 5,000円, because I've seen them before. There's a computer store in Oyama. Because last time, remember we went to Wondergoo to look at games? I was kind of lost then, and we passed an electronics store. Yeah. No, I don't really want to go there. Can you feed the cat, please? All right, I got the baseball gloves. We'll keep the blue one at home. We don't need this one. And I guess that's everything. Can't think of anything else we need. Got everything? Are you wearing socks today? Yes. Hey, you know what, Andy?
Yeah?
We're going to go to Toys R Us, and we're going to buy another glove. Okay?
No.
Because we need two left-handed gloves, because both of you are left-handed. So we have to buy another glove. And then we'll go to the park. We'll go to Power Shovel Park, okay?
Power Shovel Park is what we call a park that's about half an hour, 45 minutes away from our house. It doesn't have power shovels there. It used to. It had, in the sandbox, it had seats that had little play power shovels attached to them, and you could dig in the sand, and they were very popular, so they broke. So even though there are no power shovels at Power Shovel Park, it still retains its name, Power Shovel Park. But we're the only ones who know what the name, that name for the park. We don't know what the real name is. I never figured it out.
You want to ride bicycles there?
Bike.
Do you want to ride bicycles there?
Yes.
Okay, we can do that.
Daddy.
What?
Andy, tara ne, kage nai de, naka ne, aita yo, soma mama de.
Oh, this was open? The car was open? And you opened it up? Well, that's okay. No problem. All right, you want to sit down, put your seatbelt on?
Yes.
You can take off your backpack, too. It might be easier to sit down. What's in your backpack, Andy? Mr. Potato Head. Okay, Tony, can you put your seatbelt on, please?
Yeah!
Or I'll bonk you in the head.
Bonk.
Andy, put your seatbelt on.
Yay, yay, yeah, yeah.
Where's the key? There. Nice.
We're in our new car. It's a Mazda MPV that I'm not completely used to, and every time I turn the key, the voice comes on. So we have a little conversation about that.
I wonder what card it wants me to put in. Why is that, Tony? Do you know?
What?
Every time I get in the car, it says insert card. Do you know where you put a card? I guess it doesn't matter. SD card? I don't know what I would do with an SD card here. There's nowhere to put it. Go figure. Alright, hey, we gotta get gasoline too.
Why?
Because we don't have enough.
We have to...
Who's driving? Is somebody back there driving?
Yeah.
Who's driving?
Dad.
Daddy. But it sounds like somebody back there is driving. Is Andy driving too?
Yeah.
Andy, are you driving?
This next thing is something we say to each other all the time. It started as a joke. I said it when I was brushing Andy's teeth. He had his head in my lap, and I knew he couldn't answer, so I told him, and I wanted to hear what he said back.
Hey, Andy. Andy. I love you. Tony? Tony?
What?
I love you.
I love you.
Since we used to do it when I was brushing their teeth, they would say, back. So sometimes we go, hey, Daddy, what? And I say, And sometimes we say, I love you, you, but I don't think it ended up on this tape. I have it somewhere else, though.
Hey, Tony.
What?
When is Andy's birthday? Okay, so it's not yet. Good. Andy, how old are you going to be?
Five.
No,
six. Five.
You're going to be five. Okay, we're going to get gas. Oh, which side is the gas tank on in this car? Which way? Okay, over there. Okay. Oops. Gotta have that. Hi. Regular mantan genkin de. Hi.
Somebody's gonna ask me what I said. I said filled up with regular, and I want to pay with cash. So I just said regular mantan is, that means fill up the tank with regular. And genkin de means to pay with cash.
Ha ha ha!
can't see you. Where's Andy? Let me see you again.
I had the camera out and I'm turning around trying to take a picture of him. And the picture I took is in the gallery.
Let me see Andy. Where's Andy? Stick your head up. Aww. Aww. Couldn't see you. Stick your head up. Stick your head up. Let me see Andy. Let me see Andy. Stick your head up. Andy.
Now, right here, Andy suggests making a face at the guy who's filling up the tank and washing the windows. There's a picture of that in the gallery, too. And the face they're going to make, what you do is you take your index finger and you pull down your lower eyelid, right? And you say, akam be. And when you say be, you pull down your lower eyelid. So if you want to practice this at home, we can do it together. Ready? Akam be. Pull down your eyelid.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Oh, don't do that. Andy? Don't do that. Hey, Tony, be nice. Be nice.
Kids misbehaving in the back of the car is just universal, isn't it? I wonder, what do kids do in cultures that don't have cars? Do they misbehave on the back of the yak or something?
You got your seatbelts on?
Yes!
Yay! Here we go. We set the tripodometer. What does this thing do? What is that?
Juju Man!
Okay. Let's go. Which way do we go? We go this way? Yes.
Who's saying yeah?
Me.
Me? Who is? Who is? Who is? Who is? Who is? Who is? Who is?
What?
All he said there was, is there somebody named me in the car? And after this, they start playing a game called Shiritori. And what Shiritori is somebody says a word and the next player has to say a word that ends... Or sorry. Take two. They're playing a game called Shiritori. And somebody says a word and the next person has to say a word that starts with the last sound of the last word. So if somebody says mimizu, then the next person has to say a word that starts with zu, right? Because mimizu is worm and it ends in zu, so you have to say a word that starts in zu. And the tricky part of the game is that you can't say a word that ends in n, because there are no words in Japan that start with the sound n. That's the n sound. All words in Japanese end in a vowel, except for words that end in n. So if you say a word that ends in n, then the next person can't say a word, so that person wins.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing as how they're 5 and 7 years old, the only words they can come up with are words like poop and wee-wee. So I have to do the father thing.
Hey, Tony.
What?
Do you remember what soap tastes like? Tony?
Huh?
Do you remember what soap tastes like?
Yeah.
It tastes yucky, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't want you to say those words anymore.
And, of course, Japanese children are so obedient that he'll never say those words again. Right. But anyway, they spend the next 10-15 minutes playing shiritori, trying to get away with saying, not exactly saying the dirty words, but saying close enough to them that they each know that that's what they're going to try to say, but not exactly the words, so they can't get in trouble. But anyway, eventually I pull into a convenience store and we get out to buy some lunch.
Who wants to go in the kumbini and get something to eat? Who wants to go in the kumbini and get something to eat? Who's going to go in and get something to eat? I'm going to go. Who's going to go with me? Who's coming with me? Who's coming in? Hey, be careful. No hitting like that. That hurts. Come on. Who's coming in? You gonna come in, Andy? You gonna stay in the car? Do you want me to get you mommy go home?
No.
Yes? What do you want to drink? Why don't you come in? Come on and pick something to drink. You want cola? No, not cola. It's bad for your teeth. Why don't you come in, okay?
Kalpis.
Kalpis. Okay. You want Kalpis and umami gohan.
Now I know a lot of you are thinking, did I hear what I thought I heard? But it's spelled C-A-L-P-I-S. It's a drink that's made from sugar, water, and I think yogurt. It's a popular drink here, and I'll make a link to the article about it on Wikipedia. And the other thing he wants to have is... mame gohan is what we call sekihan. And what sekihan is red beans in red rice. That's all.
Yes.
Anything else?
Yes.
What are you doing with your ears? You're pulling your ears. You're making gyoza with
yeah!
your ears. You're making gyoza.
By the way, that last comment, I recorded it like 6:30 in the morning this morning after I woke up. So... I think you can tell. Anyway, gyoza is sometimes called pot stickers. It's a food you get in a Japanese restaurant. And if you take your ear and you bend it forward, it looks like a gyoza. And that's what Andy was doing. Yep.
All right. Let me go on and kalpis. Hey there. What? What is it? You want that? Okay, you gotta get something else to eat too. Something lunchy. Something lunchish. This is for Andy. Andy wants mommy go home. Okay. This is spicy. Is that okay? Karayo, mentaiko. Put it back here. You can read this okaka.
Okaka?
No. That's the same one I just put back.
Yeah. Okaka.
Okay. Not much left here, is there? Whoops. What? What are you looking at? Oh, you want some? You want some? It's kind of expensive. There's not much in there. Yeah, it's kind of expensive. There's not much in there. How about one of... This is interesting.
Tony, who's acting brain damaged, says he wants to eat fried chicken. But the fried chicken came in a little bag with like three pieces in it. It was really expensive. I didn't want to buy it for him. How about a sandwich?
This looks good. Yuck sandwich.
Yuck.
So, right now we have this bread for you and onigiri. Do you want something to drink? Andy wants Kalpis. Beer?
Yeah.
Over there. You want a beer? Get a big one. Yep, get a really big one. Now, what kind of ocha did you want me to drink? What was that? Do you remember?
Katakincha.
They don't have it here.
I don't know if this is common knowledge or not, but ocha means green tea, and katakin is one of the ingredients in ocha that makes it so healthy. So katakincha has a lot of katakin in it.
So which one should I get? What do you think? I like this one.
No.
No? Why not? What about, does Andy like these things?
No.
I think he does. Does he have this one? He has Bambi, right?
A lot of drinks that come in pet bottles have like a little statue attached to the cap that you can collect, or they come with a toy that you can attach to a keychain or to your cell phone strap. And Andy likes to collect those little things. And whatever I was buying for him, I don't remember what it was, had Disney toys attached to it, and I was just asking whether or not he had it already.
Okay, we'll get them to Jungle Book One. What is this? A keychain, right? This is a keychain. Sports drink. Genki-ryu. Okay. All right. I think we have everything. Do you want to get potato chips or something? You want some squid? You want some octopus? You want some octopus? Here. You want octopus tentacles?
No. Seriously, in any convenience store in Japan, there will be a section of snacks that you eat when you're drinking beer, and they include dried squid strips and octopus tentacles. The octopus tentacles are shrink wrapped, so they're nice and juicy. So yeah, that's true. And Tony likes the octopus tentacles. And I like the squid.
No? What? Salami. Ah, sumimasen, arigato.
One of the clerks noticed my hands were getting full with stuff, and she handed me a basket, and I said thanks.
What's that?
Beef jerky. You don't need that. It's not very healthy. Fish sausage? You want a fish sausage? Are you going to eat it? You can buy it, but you got to eat it. Okay.
Fish sausage is absolutely the most phallic-looking food ever made, and there's a picture of it in the gallery. The It looks phallic still in the wrapper, but when you unwrap it, it's pink, and it's about the width of an OK sign when you make it with your fingers, and it's about the size of a penis. Yep.
What else? Potato chips. How about potato chips with seaweed on them? The nori shio. Do you like those? Do you like nori shio? There's a big bag down there too. You want a big bag of potato chips? How about usu shio? Is that good? Nori shio. Okay, take them. Okay, take them. Put them in. Put them in the basket. What do we have here? Oh, we've got these bean things. Do you like these? I like these. Edomame snack. Endomame. You want almonds and little dried fish?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, they do. Because the bones are in them.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like cat food, doesn't it? Okay. There's also chocolate and stuff here. We're not going to buy that, are we? Oh, you know, oh, okay, I got something to drink. That. All this is gonna do is put sugar on your teeth. Ah, what the heck, we'll buy it. Okay. Yeah, that's enough. あと唐揚げくん一人や。
そう。何味でございます
か？ありがとう。海苔塩。
海苔塩。はい。ありがとうございます。
I made an embarrassing mistake there counting the product that was called 唐揚げくん as if it were a person. I said 一人 instead of 一つ or 一個 or whatever. But I don't know. I feel like all embarrassed after I say something like that, but when I say it, at the time that I say it, I don't realize it at all. But I think she was laughing a little bit at my mistake. I don't know. She asked me if I wanted to heat up the rice balls in the microwave, and I said yes. Two things here. First of all, the ringing you keep hearing is it makes that noise when somebody opens the front door, and every time it rings, the people who work in the store pretty much say without even realizing it, they say "Irashaimase," which means welcome. And whenever you walk into any sort of store, a bank, or anywhere like that, or a restaurant. The people in the store will all go irashaimasen. Well, not the people in the store, but the people who work in the store will say that. And second of all, I had just noticed the DVDs behind the counter, and I'm about to ask Tony about the DVDs, see if he wants them or if we have them or whatever.
So what DVDs do we have there? Do we have Monsters Incorporated? How about Buzz Lightyear? We don't have that one. Catwoman. Oshare Kyatto. Nemo. We have Nemo. We don't have the terminal. So I got you your chicken. Oops, the door's a little open, isn't it? Oh, good Andy's still in the car. Hey, let's take pictures of some of this weird stuff. You know, some of the stuff we bought you can't get in a 7-Eleven in America. Did you know that? Which of these things that we bought do you think you can't get in a convenience store in America?
And for those of you who want to play along at home, there are pictures in the gallery that I took while we had this conversation.
What about potato chips? Do you have potato chips in America?
Yeah.
Yes. How about bread? Do you have bread in America?
Right.
This is an anime character on it, so you can't get it. How about almonds and little fish? Do you get that in America? No.
No. Why?
No. Because Americans don't like to eat dried fish that have eyes in them. Here, let's take a picture of that. We're going to show this to people, okay? Let's take a picture and show this to people. Okay. Hold it.
Daddy? And what?
And smile. Okay. Now, how about chicken? Can you get chicken in America? Fried chicken? Yes.
Yeah.
Sandwiches?
Yes.
How about
no.
These? No?
No.
No, you're right. Let's take a picture of that.
Yes.
These are soybeans. Fried, like... So like potato chips, but they're made out of whole soybeans. And then onigiri. Do you think we can get that?
No!
Nope, can't get that. Don't yell.
Okay.
Let's take a picture of onigiri. Oh, here. I can't see it. Okay. There we go. Yes, onigiri. And what is onigiri? What's it made of?
Okaka!
No, what's onigiri made of? It has rice?
Yeah.
And it has a piece of paper that's made out of seaweed?
Nori. Nori.
And
Nori.
Inside it has okaka. What is okaka? What does it look like? It's brown. Can I open it for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. And then you open this up. Whoops. It's all soft and mushy. Okay, that's what okaka is. Let's take a picture of that.
Rice balls or onigiri always have a lump of something flavorful inside. And okaka sort of looks like what it sounds like. It's shaved fish. It's like fish flakes. And it's mixed with soy sauce. And then a little clump of it is put inside the rice ball.
There. And then you close it. And we heated this up, didn't we? They heated it up in the microwave for us. And you're eating your chicken. I'll take a picture of this with you. So that's... And this is Tony, chicken, and onigiri. What? How do you say onigiri in English? Do you know?
Never mind.
They usually
rice
say...
Ball.
Rice ball. Yeah, but it's not a ball, is it? Mm. It's a triangle. But they call it a rice ball. It's kind of silly, isn't it, to call it a rice ball when it's a triangle. Think they should call it a rice triangle? And what else? Andy got to drink He got cow piss.
No.
Do you think that's in America?
Cow piss?
No, no. Do you know why? Because the word cow piss sounds like cow pee. In English, it sounds like you're saying cow pee, cow piss. So it wouldn't go over well in America. But actually, what this is made of? What's it made of? What's in this? Water and milk.
No.
It's like it's made out of milk and sugar.
No, no, no. So, 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 この味じゃなくてまずい。だから、なんか。
But it's made out of milk, right?
No.
There's milk in it. Yes, there is. Here you go, Andy. Do you want me to open it for you? Andy, do you want me to open this?
No.
No. I already opened it. Can I have a drink? Here you go. You're welcome. Oh, fish sausage. What do you think? Can you get that in America or not?
No.
No, you can't get it in America. Let's take a picture of that too. No, they can't read it, but they can look at it. Some people can read Japanese. Some people will be able to look at this and say Osaka no sausage. Because some people study Japanese in America.
Okay, this is where I'm going to end it. Thanks for listening all the way. There's not much more. I gotta get going. I have to upload this and I have to go home for the weekend. And you can email me at harofromjapan@gmail.com, or you can Skype me at harofromjapan, or you can leave a message for me at the blog. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.